Bedras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Nun Tes in Meseches Yuma. I'm recording this in the Beis HaKnesses Ol Yitzchak, opposite the Kodshei Kadoshim in the Old City. Every corner of our holy city is used for many different things. In the ballroom of Beis HaKnesses Ol Yitzchak that I've described in the past, and it's set up for a Yom Iyun for Nidvarna Yerushalayim. Nidvarna, of course, is a city from Europe, and the Hasidim now call themselves, this group of Nidvarna calls themselves Nidvarna Yerushalayim. In a few moments, they're going to be having a Yom Iyun here, but in the meantime, the Daf Yomi marches on Daf Nuntes in Meseches Yuma, and what we're going to continue doing is discussing the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, as well as the Shita Rabbi Yossi Aglila that we had learned yesterday. There is a colossal machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglila that appeared halfway through the Amud on Nun Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Akiva introduces a new position, a position that was different than that which had been mentioned in the Mishnah on the top of Nun Ches Amud Beis, and Rabbi Akiva has the Zrikas Hadam for the Dam HaPara and the Dam HaSoyer on the Mizbeach Hazav in the following manner. He has the first Zrika being done on the Mizrachis Dromis, the southeastern corner, then Dromis Maravis. What we see is Rabbi Akiva starting on the southern side, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and then turning left, which was the discussion in our Gemara yesterday, while Rabbi Yossi Aglili has him starting on Mizrachis Sfonis and Sfonis Maravis being the second one on the northern side. On yesterday's daf, we had learned that what was behind their machlokis is that they were arguing about another issue that the Tanoim had argued about, and that was whether the opening to the Kodshei Kodashim was on the northern side or on the southern side. And that's what the Gemara had suggested yesterday. We had also seen the sources for Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili arguing about whether you're supposed to turn first to the left or you're supposed to turn first to the right. And that's based on the fact that Rabbi Akiva says that even though it's clear that you're supposed to turn right for the Mizbeach HaChitzon, when it comes to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's not so clear. Our Gemara is going to give different explanations for what this machlokis between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili is about. Quite a few of them. Until we're going to hit the two dots, and then we're going to get to the shita of Rabbi Eliezer that we learned in the Mishnah on Ches Amud Beis that says that the Kohen didn't walk around the Mizbeach HaPnimi at all. That will be fleshed out in our Gemara going through Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara will discuss the Shvichas Hadam that we learned on yesterday's Mishnah on top of Nun Ches Amud Beis, that when it came to the Dam HaPor and Dam HaSoyer, it's poured out on the Yisod Dromis of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, even though normally the Shvichas Hadam is done on the Yisod Dromi. However, for this Karban, I might have misspoke before, the Dam HaPor and Dam HaSoyer, there it's done on the Yisod Ma'aravi Shom Mizbeach HaChitzon, and that the Gemara will discuss. What's the difference about this Karban? Finally, we learned in the Mishnah on Ches Amud Beis and the Gemara on the bottom of Tes Amud Aleph, we'll pick up with this, that the halacha is that there is no me'ila for the blood. Once it goes down to the Nachal Kidron, it loses its Kedusha. And the Gemara will discuss these halachos and whether everybody agrees about this. And the Gemara will point out that that is a machlokis between Reb Meir and Reb Shimon on the one hand and the Chachamim on the other hand. And the Gemara will discuss that everybody agrees that min haTorah there is no me'ila. And the Gemara will search for that, the sources for that on Nun Tes Amud Beis. So let's pick up on the top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph, where we had left off. We start flesh and flush on the first word on Nun Tes Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, V'iba Yisema, where the Gemara gives a different explanation to the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, whether he turns to the right or he turns to the left. Says the Gemara, Isviralon, V'iba Yisema, Isviralon hakafa beregel, dekulel amalo pligi dialfinim pnimichutz. If the hakafa was done by the legs of the Kohanim, so then everybody would agree that just like mi bachutz, we learned in yesterday's daf, that kol pino shatapona ela eno ela biyamin, everybody would agree you turn right. However, here Rabbi Akiva says you turn left. Mar savar hakofa biyad, umar savar hakofa beregel. Rabbi Akiva is of his position that you go to the left side because he doesn't walk. It's true, kolpinos, every turn, every physical turn. But over here, there isn't a physical turn because he's not walking. And therefore, we're talking about the sprinkling, the hakafa biyad. So for that, the hakafa biyad, Rabbi Akiva says, you don't go for the right. There's nothing to learn from the Mizbeach HaChitza. Umar Sav HaKafa Beregel, while Rabbi Yosef Eglis says, you do HaKafa Beregel. Now, of course, we're going to see the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, who says, that was on Nuches and Mabez, we're going to analyze in our Gemara as well. And then Rabbi Akiva would be following also in the footsteps of Rabbi Eliezer. That's one explanation for why Rabbi Akiva is going to the left, even though we have a rule, Kolpina Shata Poine, Einoy El Yimin. If you want, I could give you another teretz. The Kulei Alma Hakafa Biyad. Even Rabbi Yossi Aglili agrees that they went around with the hand. V'hacha b'hacha miflegi. In other words, the feet were not used. Mar Savar Yafina Yad Miregel. Mar Savar Lo Yafina. That there's a machlokus whether we could equate the Maisa Avoida B'Bizbeach Hachitzon, which was Biregel, where we have the rule Kolpina Shatapon El Yimin. Do we say the same halacha when you're only revolving with your hand around the Mizbeach Hachitza? You mean the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Where you're revolving around with your hand, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, do we apply that? So then we have one opinion, and this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We do. Mar Savar Yafina Yad Miregel, Mar Savar Lo Yafina. Says the Gemara, V'Savar Rabbi Yossi Aglili HaKafa B'Yad. Is Rabbi Yossi Aglili the opinion that you're makif biyad? V'hamidiktani seifa. We learned that opinion in our seifa of our Mishnah. That is Rabbi Eliezer's position. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a b'mekayim, made umechate. That we learned on yesterday's daf in the Mishnah. If we want to remind ourselves, let's count it how many lines in. It's 5 lines in on Nunches Amabeis. Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a b'mekayim, I'm a b'mechate. Michlal. The Tanakhama lo sfirlei. The simple reading is that this is only the position of Rabbi Eliezer, but the Tanakhama disagreed. So therefore, that seems to indicate that the Tanakhama did not hold b'mekoyma hoya oimet. And the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, like we saw on yesterday's daf, is following the position of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Because Rabbi Yossi Aglili is of the opinion that the first corner that the sprinkling is done is Mizrachis Tzifonis. And that's exactly what we learned 2 lines from the top on Nunches Amud Beis in our Mishnah as well. Ela, so therefore we throw out this Iba Isema, Mechaverta Kedeshanina Meikara. We'll go with our original pshat, that the Machlokes to Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva is the following. Mar Savar Hakafa Biyad, Umar Savar Hakafa Beregel. That Rabbi Yossi Aglili is assuming that Hakafa is Beregel, while Rabbi Akiva says, even though we have rule, Kolpina Shatapani Einu El Yamin, that's only if you're walking. But if you're not walking, then the halacha doesn't apply. Says the Gemara, V'Iba Yisem, I have another explanation in what's behind the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, B'Hakam Iflegi. Mar Savar Saviv Demizbeach HaPnimi, Kisaviv Demizbeach HaChitzon. Just like when the Torah says Saviv by the Mizbeach HaChitzon, it means Beregel. So too, when the Torah describes that the Zrika is supposed to be done on the Mizbeach HaZav, Karnes HaMizbeach Saviv, it's also the same way. Umar Saver, Kule Mizbeach Pnimi, B'makom Chode Karen the Mizbeach HaChitzon Koi. Since an amazing phenomenon points out Rashi, one corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, get a sense of how much larger the Mizbeach HaChitzon was the Mizbeach HaPnimi, one corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzon was an Amma by an Amma. So when we equate Saviv, we're not equating the Saviv of walking around the Mizbeach HaChitzon, we're equating the Saviv of one corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. And just like when the person put on one corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, when the Kohen Gadol did it, he stood in one spot. So too here, he could do all the corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, which is the same size as one corner of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, by staying in one spot. Fascinating idea. A contrast of the largeness of the Mizbeach HaChitzon compared to the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Nishtayru B'Migdash. There were 2 Kohanim Gedolim that survived the Churban HaMikdash that were around. Rishon, the first base HaMikdash. Ze Omer Biyadi Ekafti, Ze Omer Baragli Ekafti. There was a machlokus between them how they sprinkled the Mizbeach HaPnimi. One said he walked around with his feet. That was the second quote. The first quote is that he went around with his hand. Zenos in Tam Ledvarav is Zenos in Tam Ledvarav. And each one of them gave rationale. Zenos in Tam Ledvarav solved the Mizbeach HaPnimi ki solved the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Just like you walk around the Mizbeach HaChitzon, so too you walk around the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Zenos in Tam Ledvarav kula Mizbeach HaPnimi makom chada keren dechitzon koi. That just like, as we mentioned before, that you stayed in one spot when doing one keren of the chitzon, the Mizbeach HaPnimi is equal to the size of one keren dechitzon, and therefore they did not walk around. We learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, that the Goyen Gadol stayed in one place for the Mizbeach HaPnimi. We learned before it was that Gemara suggests maybe that's also the position of Rabbi Akiva, but it's expressly mentioned in our Mishnah that this is the position of Rabbi Eliezer. Masnisa Mani, who is our Mishnah following, that quoted this position as Rabbi Eliezer's. Rabbi Yehuda, this follows the position of Rabbi Yehuda. Disanya, as we learned in a Braisa, actually, unfortunately, even though we're in our city, you could hear in the background the Arab call for their prayers, and the Torah continues to resonate despite. Disanya Rabbi Meir Oimer. Rabbi Meir said, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Rabbi Eliezer said, B'mikoy my Oimet, that the Kohen Gadol would stay in one spot, umechate, and he would do the chitui, he would do the zrika. Valkulan hayinoisein mimala lemata chutz meosen sheba alachson. And in general, he went from the top down, except for the ones on the angle. Shenasa mimata lemala. When it came to the corner that was furthest away from him, then he was able to do it mimata lemala. Rashi explains in Dibra Maschel al Kulan that what's going on is the following. We learned in the past that ideally the Nesinas Hadam should be milamala lamata. However, if it's the corner that's opposite him, then it's not easy to lean over to the corner that is on his diagonal and do milamala lamata. However, if he does milmata lamala, it is easier. The reason for that is he sticks his hand down and he just pulls back. And as he's pulling back, he goes milmata lamala. If he's going to do milmala lamata, he's going to have to stick his hand, start milmala, go further down lamata, and then pull back. And that is harder to do. So that is the opinion. We're going to see in a moment how this is totally in our Mishnah. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir Bedas Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Eliezer says, Mkoyme Oimed. Everybody agrees he stood in the same place. Umechata al Kulan. Who knows say milmata limala. Everything he did milmata limala. Chutz mizu shayis lefanav. Mamish. Except the one that was mamish in front of him. Shenosim malamata keechid lo nisavson mane. In order that his garments not become dirtied from the dam. This is the way Rabbi Eliezer is presented in our Mishnah on Nunches Amibes. On Nunches Amibes, it says that every single one of the Zrikas was done milmata limala, except for the one that was in front of him, then it was done milmala limata. And the reason for that is, if you do milmala limata, then it's less likely for the garments to be sullied, because you're pushing it down. If you're pushing it up, so then as you go up, then your garment is going to, particularly your sleeve, is likely to get dirty from the dam. And this is the position that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Hence, the Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah is following according to the position of Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa. The Mishnah continued with a cryptic line, Hiza mimenu al taharo shel mizbeach. When we read the Mishnah, that meant that he did the hazah on the roof of the mizbeach. My taharo. But it's a funny expression. What does it mean, al taharo shel mizbeach? Amar Rabba bar Rav Shila, palge de mizbeach. The upper half of the mizbeach. Kedamri inshi, as people say, tahar tiara. Late afternoon has arrived, vahave palga de yoma. And that is the second half of the day. Hence the expression taharo is the upper half of the Mizbeach, as this explanation presently suggests in the Gemara. Meisivi asked the Gemara two lines in. They asked the Rabbi Barashila, Kishu mazeh, Eina mazeh, lo agabe, Efer lo agabe, Echolim. He doesn't do the sprinkling on top of the coals or the dirt that was left over from the Kedores. Elachot gachol melech veilech umaza, but he sprinkles on another area because he pushes them aside. So what do we see? We see, as we learned in the Mishnah, that's actually on the top of the Mizbeach. So then what is a Lashon of Taharo? Ela Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, first wide line, Agiluya de Mizbeach. The word Tahar means the revealed part of the Mizbeach. Kedichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ucheetzem HaShamayim LaTohar, as the revealed part of the heavens. Tanya Chananya Omer Bitzad Tzfoni Hu Nosein, Chananya says that the sprinkling took place on the top of the Mizbeach, on the northern side. Rav Yossi Omer Bitzad Dromi Hu Nosein. Rav Yossi also was done on the southern side. But Michael Mifli, what's the argument about? Mar Savar Pischa B'Darim Koi. One man, the Omar, held like the sugya that we had learned earlier on Daf Nun Aleph on the Beis, that the Pesach, the Kachay Kadoshim, was on the southern side. Umar Savar Pischa B'Tzafan Koi. And one held that the opening was on the northern side. Points out the Gemara, Dekuli Alma, Mia Hecha de Gomra Matanos de Kronos Hasam Yov Al Gago. Everybody agrees that the area that he stops the sprinkling of the dam, that was the area where he put the dam. Hence, according to Chananya, who says that the Pesach was on the Darom, so he would start from the south and he would conclude in the north. However, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi was that the Pesach was on the Tzafon. Hence, Rabbi Yossi said he concluded in the Darom. My timer, what's the rationale for that assumption that both of them agree with? Amakrova Tiaro Vikitcho. Mam Shikitcho Sham Tiaro. The Pasuk is describing the last Rika on top of the Mizbeach. It says Vitiaro. The place that they did the Tahara was the place where they already done the Kiddush. In other words, wherever they last concluded the Kiddush on the Kronos, that was the area that they did the Tahara. We learned in our mission, Shiori Adama Yishoyfech HaYisoy Ma'aravi Shal Mizbeach HaChitzon, the leftover blood was poured on the western side of the Yisod. We pointed out in the Mishnah already that that was a major exception. In general, the dam was poured out on the Yisod Dromi. Here, however, it was on Yom HaKippur, was Yisod Ma'aravi. The Amar Krov is called Dam HaPar Yishpoch. The Pasuk says that he pours out all the Dam HaPar, V'chi Nafak, and when he walks out of the Heichal, Bahu Paga Bereisha, he's walking out from the Heichal itself into the Chatzer. So, of course, the Heichal is on the western side of the Mizbeach. So what he bumps into first is the Yisod Ma'aravi.
The Gemara continues discussing what was the appropriate place that they poured the dam on the Yisod of the Mizbeach. We learned in our Mishnah, Mishel Mizbeach, Achitzen, HaYishoyfech, HaYisod, Deroimus, that the Mizbeach Achitzen, they would pour on the Yisod, which was on the southern side. Tanu Rabbanan, Yisod Mizbeach, Ze Yisod, Deroimus. The rule of thumb, as we contrasted above Yom HaKippurim, is different, but the rule of thumb is that the Yisod HaMizbeach is towards the southern side of the foundation, or the base of the Mizbeach. Analyzes the Gemara. Ata Omer Yisod Ramis, O Enol Yisod Ma'aravis. How do you know it's the southern side? Maybe it's the western side. Amrit Yilam Med Yiridaso Min HaKevesh Li Yitziyaso Min HaKechel.
We learn out the appropriate halacha of the Yisod, of which side of the Yisod that the blood was sprinkled on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, from the side in which the Kohen first encountered the Mizbeach after leaving the Heichal, and that is the western side. In other words, when he walks out of the Heichal, he's going to first hit the side of the Mizbeach, which is the western side. Ma yitziyaso min ha-heichal b'samachlo, ve'izazeso yimaravi, af yiridaso min ha-kevesh b'samachlo. So too, when he goes down from the ramp, the zrika is done on the side that's closest to him, and the ramp is on the southern side. Ve'izazeso dromi, that's on the southern side. So just to summarize what we just learned, the Gemara suggests that the reason why the zrika is done on Yom HaKippurim on the western side is because when the Kohen comes out of the Heichal to sprinkle the dam on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the first thing he encounters is the Yisod Ma'aravi, because he's coming from the west. And that's why you use the west. When it comes to the Kohen coming down from the Kevesh as a regular Avoda, there he comes in contact first with the southern Yesod. And for that, he does his Rika over there. The Gemara continues 7 lines from the bottom. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Zev is a Yesod my Ravi. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and says both on Yom HaKippurim, as well as the rest of the year, it's done on the southern Yesod. Rabbi Shimon Baichai Omer, Zevizeh Yesod Romi. Rashbi disagrees and says it's done on the southern Yesod. Bishlem Rabbi Shmuel, Kasavar Yilam Meitzasam Mefurish. Rabbi Shmuel's argument is like this. Since it's Mefurish, when the Pasuk says, V'yotza, that when the Kohen goes out, there we learn V'eskal Dam HaPar Yishfoch, and that tells us wherever he bumps into first, and that's my Ravi. So that is Mefurish. So we learn Sasam, but Mizbeach Achitzam for all other Avodas. Elu Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who says that Zevazed Yisod Romi my Taima. Amar Ravashi says, Kasavar Pischa Bedorim Koi. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai held that the Pesach was actually on the southern side of the Mizbeach. According to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Mizbeach was in the Tzfona Azara. And therefore, if it was in the north, when he came straight out, he would first encounter the Yesod Romi and not Yesod Ma'aravi. If you take a look at the Gemaras that help you, whether the Schadenstein or the Masifta, you'll see the further you push the Mizbeach to the Tzafon, the less likely the Kohen is to bump into the Yesod Ma'aravi, because that would be no longer opposite the entrance, and more likely to bump into the Yesod Dara. The Gemara continues 3 lines from the bottom of Nun Tes Amun Aleph Tanna, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Zev Zeh Yesod Romis. They quoted Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rashi explains, that they learned the Mishnas Rabbi Yishmael that said both was be Yesod Romis, and that is, Rabbi Yishmael himself came around to the position of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Of course, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Shmuel were Bali Pluksa, the famous machlokas we have in Brachos, Alam and Heim Abeis, whether you're supposed to learn all day or you're supposed to be Hanig, Bahen, Minig, Derecheretz, and work. This is a lesser loan machlokas, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and the concluding shita is that even Rabbi Shmuel agreed. And the Gemara says, V'simanach mashchua gavre legavra, that the Talmid and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai dragged the Yachid to agree with them. We learned in our Mishnah, the Gemara continues, 2 lines from the bottom of the test, Samad Aleph, Elu ve'elu misarvin ba'ama, that when the blood was sprinkled, whether it was on the Yisod Ma'aravi, Dromi, ultimately it went to the channel that would go out to Nachal Kidron. Tana Rabbanan, Mo'alin bidomim div Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon say that the halacha is that there is me'ilo that's subject to the blood that goes down to Nachal Kidron. That's like the Tana of our Mishnah. V'chachamim omrim ein ma'alim b'ayin. The Chacham say there is no me'ilo. I have jotted on the side of my Gemara that this whole machlokis is only midrabanan and not do'raisa. And when I turn the Yamud, I see that that's the Hemshech of the Gemara in the Tess Amabes. I saw that in the Mishnah, and now we see in the Hemshech of the Gemara, Ad kan lo pligi ela midrabanan, avo midoraisa ein mo'alim b'en. But everybody would agree that would be no mi'ila once it's poured down to Nachal Kidron. The Gemara asks, what's the source? Menon Emili, how do we know this? Amar Ula, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lochem. Va'ani nisativ lochem. I have given you, shelachem yehei, that the dam should be like yours. In other words, that it should be chulin. This would then be a halacha, not only dam that goes Nachal Kidron, but all dam when it comes to Kachim. All dam of Kachim is not subject to Me'ila. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana lichaper, that the Torah also says, V'ani nisati lechem al mezbeach lichaper al nafsho seichem, lichaper nisati v'lo l'me'ila. Another drasha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kra, who? Lefnei HaKapara, the Pasuk describes Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, or Ba'Nefesh, Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, who, it is to say that stays the same. Lefnei HaKapara, Kelacher HaKapara. Ma La'acher HaKapara, Ein Bo Me'ila. Just like it's a Dover Pasha, when it comes to an animal, after the Kapara, there is no Me'ila, because Rashi explains 6 lines on bottom, that's considered Nasis Mitzvah. So the Mitzvah is already complete, so it's no longer considered Kodesh Hashem. So af lefnei kapara ein bo meila. So too, it comes to after kapara, is not subject to meila. Ve'ein mal acher kapara kelefnei kapara. Ma lefnei kapara yesh meila af acher kapara yeshua. Maybe the who is telling you that just like lefnei mila there's kapara, so to achar kapara. The Gemara answers, ein lechadavar shenatzis mitzvah so malim bo. There's nothing that you fulfill the mitzvah by doing it and is still subject to mila. The Gemara will challenge that on tomorrow's daf, but this Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf nuntes in Maseches Yuma.